Matheson, efforts to save the Matheson train station are running out of steam. A recently formed steering committee has been working to preserve the historic building, but challenges surrounding timelines and costs make the station's fate uncertain. Black River Matheson Mayor Dave Diamond said services, such as water and electricity, to the station are set to be cut off as early as this week, with demolition following shortly after. Built in 1916, the train station is slated for demolition early this year as part of Ontario Northland Railway's, ONR, efforts to reinstate the Northlander passenger rail service. The station located at 385 Railway Street is set to be replaced by a modern transit shelter. See, Historic Matheson Train Station set for demolition in 2025. Late last year, the province announced a contract had been awarded for platform reconstruction in Matheson and other areas. Matheson is also getting a pre-manufactured shelter. They have to demolish and replace certain stations by a certain date to meet timelines, so that construction dates are met, and then they're moving on to testing. And testing, you need stations, you need everything in place, said Diamond. With so many similar projects across Northern Ontario, delays aren't feasible, as the contractor has a set schedule to follow, Diamond said. While the township recognizes the logistical and financial hurdles, Diamond is frustrated over the lack of early public engagement by the ONR. He said a meeting between the ONR and former township officials in spring 2024 could have provided more time for the community to respond. If that had happened in early spring, then this group would have had a better chance. They'd be in a better position to do what they want with it, he said. Continued train service and plans to improve amenities such as horse tie-ups for Mennonite travelers are some of the positives Diamond sees in his plans. A future crosswalk across the tracks is also being considered to improve access to local businesses and accommodations. It's unfortunate, but we certainly, like our town, wouldn't want to take on the burden of a derelict building with such high expenses. We're in enough situations that we don't need that at the moment, he said. At least we have a train stopping here and we're going to have residents coming from, say, the Falls or Raumur or Temagami, they're going to be driving here to hop on the train. So, we're going to get some business out of it. At least we're getting something out of it. So, I'm happy about that. Friends of the Matheson Railway Station was formed to delay or stop the demolitions of the building. Barb Cornthwaite is leading the group, which remains committed to finding a solution. See, community rallying to save Matheson Train Station. Related. Fight to save Matheson Train Station gets boost of confidence. The group is meeting with the ONR on Monday, January 27, and other supporting organizations, including the Ontario Heritage Society and NDP candidate Nicole Fortier-Levesque. On Tuesday, the group is talking at the Matheson Council meeting. They're also working on becoming a not-for-profit organization to apply for charitable status and seek funding. Cornthwaite said they have also submitted a preliminary request for consideration a mining company to sponsor the community project. Of course, it's all a moot point if it's taken down, but we do have that meeting to help us to get that going, she said. In an email to Cornthwaite on Thursday, January 23, Timiskaming Cochrane MPP John Van Thoff said he'd talked to the ONR CEO Chad Evans, who noted the cost to the station is over $2 million. This would include mold remediation, etc. I was also made aware of the construction timeline, and that delays would add considerably to the cost of construction of the new platform, wrote Van Thoff. Van Thoff mentioned that during his discussion with Evans, he noted that other stations had been transferred and repurposed. He agreed but responded that interest in them had been expressed not long after the discontinuation of train service, but no interest had been expressed in the Matheson station, even though Matheson Council had been informed of the demolition plan much earlier, Van Thoff said. The ONR has indicated that significant parts of Matheson station could be saved and repurposed if demolition proceeds, according to Van Thoff. The bottom line is someone would need to assure that the costs of rebuilding, insurance, and maintenance were covered, and the extra costs incurred by the ONR because of the delay in the construction of the new platform, he said. I understand the historical significance of the station, but it comes at a cost. Our focus remains on bringing back passenger rail service to Black River Matheson.